Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 238. Today, I am talking to Zenia Fedotova of Hoppler Online. She is the Chief Officer of HR and Recruitment for Hoppler, and they are an outsourcing supplier here in the Philippines, but they specialized in home-based professionals. Okay, so the emphasis there is on professionals. This isn't the Upwork and freelancer of the world. This is still professionalized outsourcing services, but their angle is its home-based, which of course has some cost savings, but also efficiency enhancements. So we're going to talk to her about that. But really, in this episode, we talk about Ksenia herself, her experience with outsourcing, her experience with remote and home-based work from her own experience and also her HR background. So I had a really good conversation, and I hope you enjoy. If you want any of the show notes, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/238. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, I'm joined by Zenia Fedotova of Hoppler Online. Hi, Ksenia. How are you?
Hi, Derek. I'm great. Thank you.
Good. And you're joining us remotely. What are the chances? You're in Barcelona and I'm in Manila. What's it like in Barcelona at the moment? Oh, no, you're not, actually. Sorry, we'll do that again. That's really bad. Oh, my God. Okay, cool. So, hi and welcome back, everybody. Today, we are joined by Zenia Fedotova of Hoppler Online. How are you, Zenia?
Hi, Derek. I'm great. Happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for your time. And you are joining us remotely. You're in Madrid in Spain, and I'm talking from Manila in the Philippines. Which we're obviously going to get to, the whole kind of remote thing. So thank you so much for your time. I suppose initially it's good if you can just introduce yourself, because you're no doubt far better at it than I, your role and what you do at Hoppler.
Yeah, sure. So as you mentioned already, my name is Ksenia Fedotova, and I'm Chief of HR and Recruitment at Hoppler Online. I started my career journey in corporate world, but then I moved to another country and discovered an absolutely different world where I'm happily working in for the last 4 years, and that's the world of remote hiring, remote outsourcing.
Yeah, so, and just to really, I suppose, frame the whole conversation, Hoppler Online is a outsourcing supplier, but you have a particular niche that you deal in. So what is the sort of angle in terms of Hoppler and its provision?
Yeah, so in Hoppler, we work with home-based professionals. We help small and medium businesses across the globe hire their remote team, starting from one person. All our team is home-based, so we don't have office anywhere in the world. And every team member is enjoying working from their home offices, organizing their time, and just having fun doing what they love.
And that's exactly what I want to explore in this conversation, because it is really the new world of work, isn't it, really? And, you know, this whole thing, you know, we can speak about this, but whether you have involvement with digital nomads and the whole kind of roaming digital economy now. But I suppose let's rewind a little bit and explain, you know, your original professional involvement and then how you moved over to this remote economy.
So, myself, I started my career in fashion world. I was working for world famous brands like Zara and United Colors of Benetton, where I was building HR and recruitment functions from scratch. Then when I switched to remote world, basically I always continued to do the same, building teams, looking for the right talents, but in the new environment. When I joined Hopla, we started to build all their HR recruitment piece from scratch. So this was a very exciting experience. We were testing and trialing different models of doing the interviews, of hiring, contracting. And one of the biggest lessons learned was to find people with the right mindset, because right now everyone wants to work remotely, and many people have a little bit wrong perception about it. And everyone imagines that if you work remotely, you are laying somewhere on the beach with your laptop working 1-2 hours a day. And yeah, definitely this is not something that really happens when you work as home-based professional, because here you have a schedule, you have a task to do, you follow their, you follow your schedule, and you need to communicate proactively with your team. There is a lot of planning involved, and to find people with the right mindset and with the right understanding that working from home or working remotely is not the same as if you are a freelancer and you work from time to time when you want and from where you want.
Right. And then, so, you know, what did you learn in your remote, you were involved in remote working? It's quite a subculture, isn't it? And, I, you know, I've sort of been on the digital nomad kind of trail and working remotely. And it's kind of a subculture where everyone in that scene almost knows nothing different, but then you move out of the scene and it's like no one's ever heard of it, and people can't really grasp how people can work remotely. What was your experience in the whole thing? Were you traveling around? Were you doing your work from beaches and that kind of cliche conception?
To be honest, I was always more responsible. So I'm always thinking about their internet connection, which is the key when you work remotely. In my case, being a remote professional helped me a lot because of my husband. I'm moving a lot. So I lived in Argentina, in Costa Rica, in Georgia, in Russia. Now I'm living in Spain. And being in all these countries, I can continue doing the job that I love in the company that I enjoy working in. And I think this is the priceless part, because if I would be working somewhere in the office, I would need to leave this work looking for something new. And working remotely allows me to change my location but continue working and do what I love.
Yeah, yeah. And now Hopla, of course, deals with more, you know, structured, professionalized home workers in the Philippines. But what is your take on the whole digital nomad thing and remote workers, you know, all the kind of kids around Europe? Do they really put in a full day's work? You know what I mean? Like, do you think that there is, when people are working at home, there is an opportunity, well, not home, but working from the road, there is an opportunity to maybe lean more towards going to the beach instead of doing that next report?
Yeah, I think it's it all depends on the attitude. And yes, definitely you can work also from the beach, be productive and really deliver all the tasks on time. But you really need to have this being a home-based or like remote professional, like being professional in general, you need to understand that no matter where you are, all the work needs to be done on time and with a very high quality. I think this image of a traveling freelancer that has that many companies have is something that scares clients when they hear for the first time about hiring someone working remotely, and they may feel insecure. And this is what we are trying to give them as well, this security and confidence that people will work in a certain environment where they really will be there, the connection will be strong enough to work on the tasks. And yeah, I think to all the companies who are ready to discover this remote model of working, it's really important to have the confidence that there will be no, let's call it external circumstances that will influence the work deliverables and the quality.
Mm. I've just got back from a trip in the US, and it was interesting talking to business people over there about their perception of outsourcing and the potential for outsourcing. And you know, a lot of the time it came back to their concerns of how do we manage someone if they are in another country? How do we know they are working? And what I've found is, you know, the world of business seems quite polarized in that on one side you've got things like Google and, you know, like Richard Branson sort of saying, just work at your own pace, free people to, you know, be able to work effectively. Richard Branson is saying, you know, take as much holiday leave as you want, just get the job done. So there's, you know, sort of half the management philosophies suggest just giving people freedom. And then it seems on the other end of the spectrum, it's about monitoring work, you know, having severe sort of to-do lists and project management, and even monitoring time and keyboard clicks. Where do you think the balance is there, not just for like Philippine remote staff, but for employment generally?
I think in general, the everything starts from hiring, from this sourcing and recruitment piece, and this is something essential. If you find from the very beginning the right people who don't need extra management, like let's call it kind of micromanagement, who can control their time and plan their time accordingly, communicate proactively, then these people are perfect fit for Richard Branson model. But unfortunately, human being, majority of us, we are a bit lazy, and sometimes the human being has a tendency to kind of procrastination. So here you need to understand that there still needs to be an element of this work control. And yeah, it doesn't matter whether you are in the office, because you can yeah, you can be in the office, you can be at home, but you still can do it can be not very productive. At the same time, right now there is so many tools for remote employees to stay in control of their time. There are some time trackers, which some of the remote workers are not big fans of, because they feel like a big brother is watching them. But I find the time tracking tools a great thing, because you can also analyze your productivity. You can see what you spent your time on today. You can analyze what you did, what you did, and how to change your approach to work for tomorrow. So I think this element of work control still should be there, but the essential work is done during the recruitment process. So you should look for someone who is ready to manage themselves and who are excited when they are given this freedom to set their own deadlines, timelines, and yeah, who really want to manage themselves and who are ready to manage themselves. Because I remember when I just started to work remotely, I was really struggling, because I couldn't understand how to do it, how to plan my day, because I was sitting at home and my brain was just instead of working, my brain was just saying la 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 la, and I couldn't concentrate. That's why we help everyone who joins our team as well. We help them, we explain how to build this work environment for themselves, how to like turn on their mind to this working mode, and also how at the end of the day turn it off and still keep this work-life balance, and don't be working 24/7, because that's another risk when you're working from home. You can't stop, especially if you love what you do.
There's sort of a dual exposure there, isn't there? And so you obviously, you know, Hoppler specializes in getting that perfect balance. And as you said, it's about setting the foundations right from the beginning about the recruitment process and making sure all of these people are set up to succeed. I mean, what are your, you know, and I want to get you back so we can really deep dive into Hoppler and its value proposition for users. But where do you see all this going? Like, you know, and especially you specializing in HR, Where do you think the future of employment is going? Do you think everyone's going to be remote? Do you think that the world is going to become increasingly globalized in terms of the recruitment patterns? Where do you see the next kind of 10, 20 years?
Well, I believe that the future is definitely in remote working, because you definitely don't need to spend time in the traffic or go to the office to be more productive. However, there is still need an in-human communication, so I believe that also mixed models, when part of the time you can work from home, part of the time you can stay in the office, will still remain popular. Also, I think that outsourcing in general is a great way for many business outsourcing and offshoring is a great way for many businesses to grow and find the right talents without being limited to just one location, one city, or one country. And yeah, also, I think you are doing an amazing job helping more businesses to discover this option for themselves and learn more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is a. I think we're both in the. Well, we're obviously in the same industry, but a lot of the effort with new clients is actually convincing them that outsourcing or remote working is viable, and it's a huge opportunity once people kind of realize that this vast resource is out there. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. And so thank you so much, Xenia. And if anyone wants to get in touch with you, I want to get you back. We're going to get you back for another episode so we can really deep dive into what Hoppler does. So people stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, if anyone wants to get in touch with you or learn more about Hoppler, how can they do that?
Yeah, definitely you can reach out to me via email. It's xenia@hoppler.online. And or just connect on LinkedIn and we can chat more about remote hiring.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Derek.
Okay, that was Xenia Fedotova of Hoppler Online. If you want to get in touch with Xenia or Hoppler, then go to the show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/238. And as always, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.